This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733, which tonight it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Cronin.
And we were talking before the break. Largely tonight's episode has been centered on parenting, helicopter parents, and just the, I think it's the same sort of theme here where people getting out in the world, facing problems, facing viruses, facing bacteria, facing germs, develop the tools needed to deal with those problems that they face. Just like kids who don't have helicopter parents develop problem-solving skills and troubleshooting skills and all of these other skills that they then need when they go out into the world. And we sort of have the same idea coming from this paper, this article that you have, Conan, which says that, you know, the people who have developed their immune systems by facing these problems, these germs, these viruses, these bacteria, are stronger individuals than the ones who didn't.
That is the theory. And, of course, this is a 150-year-old idea. This is not new, but for whatever reason, it didn't take off. In fact, what did take off was what we see in today's science. You have this Band-Aid mentality where instead of actually working on yourself, exercising, eating right, everyone wants that pill. I'm fat. I'm overweight. What pill do I have to take to take care of this? I've got high cholesterol. What statin do I need? I have diabetes. Can I still keep eating a high carb diet and just take insulin? I mean, there are solutions. If you started getting into the holistic world, there are lots of solutions, natural solutions to this. But everyone wants the free out. They want that free. That pill that just solves all of their problems instead of actually having to work and take care of themselves. And basically, and you have to follow the money, just like in everything. Who stands to make money when it comes to, say, a virus, a new novel virus? Well, you've got Big Pharma that's going to make a lot of money off of this. Whereas you could, but it's tinfoil hat type conspiracy talk these days, you could throw down a bunch of vitamin C. That might hit a cold pretty hard. That's an idea out there. Vitamin D. You also have a lot of zinc deficiencies. There are lots of ideas. Hydroxychloroquine and zinc, by the way. That's the tinfoil hat conspiracy that's being thrown under the bus as we speak. But guess what? Big Pharma's not making money off of hydroxychloroquine. You could buy it for pennies from India. But they are making money off of these planned vaccines, and that's where it's at. And it didn't just start. This Big Pharma didn't just start yesterday. It's been going on since Pasteur. That's why.
Well, before we get too deeply into it, let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from Michigan, listening on WKHM. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
From the proud state of Michigan, the Great Lakes State. And also in Jackson, South Michigan, South Central Michigan, way south.
Yeah. What were you calling about?
Well, I wanted to give you an update of our illustrious, esteemed Governor Gretchen Whitmer in her latest folly.
Now, this is the Governor of Michigan, Whitmer, I think is her name, you said?
Something
like that. Yeah, and she's constantly getting criticized for being so overbearing in her response to COVID-19.
She is the United States Karen.
So what has she done now?
Right on.
So what has she done now?
Well, she vetoed a bill last week. I think it was Thursday. I believe it was Friday, actually.
Right. What was the bill?
Friday. That prohibited the legislature. The Republican-controlled state Senate and legislature proposed a bill that made it through both houses, went to her desk.
Right. What was the bill?
No, no.
Yeah. What was the bill?
Number. I don't know the number.
I'm asking you what it was about, not the process of how bills get passed.
Nursing home patients cannot go to a separate facility.
Her what does that mean?
Her mantra has been, yeah, I'm trying to save lives. So the concentration of deaths, of course, you know, rigged deaths.
So they wanted to pass it. So their law, the Senate's law, would have prohibited people in nursing homes from being able to go to other facilities?
No, they would have isolated them. Quite the contrary. They would have isolated them to a specific COVID unit.
That was what the bill would have done?
She beat that with a stroke of a pen and said, let's carry on.
Yeah. I can't, David, thank you so much for the call. I can't really say that I blame her. I mean, the nursing homes and the patients should be allowed to make those decisions, I would think, rather than being, you know,
told to by the government.
Yeah, being boxcarred into some particular designation where they, I mean, like a death camp where they just go to die of COVID-19 or whatever, or where they may have a false positive, but they end up there, and now they actually do have it because they're literally surrounded by people who are there with it. I don't know. I don't see an issue with her vetoing this in and of itself, though. But I'm not in Michigan, and I don't know the details of the bill.
Me neither, but based on what he said, it sounds like the Republican Senate and House there are being the nanny status in that particular question, in that they're trying to tell somebody how to run their business.
Yeah, and I'm not a fan of that.
Nope.
I would rather the nursing homes and the patients within them work that out for themselves.
Right. You don't like the policy, you should be able to get up and leave, or, you know, your family should be able to appropriate a new nursing home for their loved ones.
Absolutely. So, Conan, let's get further into this article that you have. Where is it from again? Lou Rockwell, I think you said?
Correct. He's hosting this article. Here's what you have to remember about the human body. We are basically walking germ bags. There are more foreign materials in our bodies, more foreign microbes that make up the human body than there are human cells. We are basically walking germ bags. There's, you know, bacteria and viruses and fungi and just you name it. If, and I've said this before, if you were to test the way this PCR test works, where how they're determining people are testing positive for COVID and whatnot, not to be confused with the antibody test, but the PCR test, what they do is they amplify some of your saliva that they wipe off the back of your head. You know, they stick that long Q-tip down your throat.
Hmm.
They test that, but they have to amplify it to a certain extent. And so, and when they do that, they're able to see this SARS-CoV-2 that they have identified as the problem child.
What do you mean when you say they amplify it?
They magnify it. They double it. And then they double it again, and they double it again. They keep going until they have a...
What do you mean they double it?
They amplify the what they have available so that they can see more of what is available.
You're talking about the results?
The results.
Okay.
If you keep amplifying it enough times, I'm telling you, all three of us have coronavirus in us. SARS-CoV-2, probably. Because
I mean, that's the way that germ tests have always worked for every single germ. They take and they put it in an incubator to see how it grows.
Well, the PCR test is pretty new.
Was that the one? What test did they use on the papaya and the goat or whatever over in Africa?
Well, that's the other thing. They have more than one test as well. But I mean, we're basically made up of germs, and we have this thing called an immune system that is actually keeping these germs from taking over our bodies. Because they're there.
Yep. Yep.
But we're strong. We've been out this entire time. We've been working, honing our immune systems by dealing with each other, dealing with having contact with other human beings. We've been getting sunlight. I think that when it all boils down, the reason that we're even here talking this evening is because of our terrain. The terrain is good and solid And what these governments, what these health organizations, the CDC and the WHO, the World Health Organization, what they have been suggesting all this time is actually preventing human beings from actually working on their immune systems, the most important thing to fight off this stupid-ass coronavirus.
Which makes people more dependent.
Exactly. But if you're going to be making a lot of money off of vaccines, this is exactly what you want. If you want that...
This is Chuck Klein.
His coat is very thick. He's an Akita, German Shepherd, Lab, Husky mix. Harold, the Border Collie Pit mix. He has the most beautiful jet black coat. Stuart, my rat terrier, has fur now where he never had it before.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite will give them a beautiful, lustrous coat. It will make you smile.
Get Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Curtis.
And thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money that they can use on necessities. This UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. The arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in the real world, and we think that's important here on Free Talk Live, so important that we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, then check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in the project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org, intercoin.org. Now, there's an update here to the gym owners in New Jersey, I believe it was, who...
The real heroes we need. I love these guys.
Yeah, evidently, the city barricaded their gym.
They did. After they also were arrested on so-called contempt of court because they kept opening the gym when the government goons were telling them they weren't allowed to. So it went to a court. A man in a robe said, you can't do this. They went ahead and did it anyway. So the man in the robe had them arrested. They got out, went back to their business, busted the doors, the plywood
These
down.
Guys need to be in New Hampshire.
I know.
Yeah. They're so close, too. I mean, it's just a hop and a skip, and you're
6-hour drive or something like that.
So they kept getting in trouble for continuing to run their business.
Yeah, they're saying, hey.
And then finally they went to court, and a judge said, no, you can't do
this. I don't know if they actually went to court. The man in the robe may have issued the orders without them present. I'm not sure how that went exactly. Maybe they did go to court. But regardless, the man in a robe said, you can't do that. And they went ahead and did it anyway. And then they got arrested. As soon as they got out, they went back. The state had then put up, or the city or whoever it was, I think it was actually the state, put up plywood over top of their doors. Or actually, what had happened was they'd removed their doors from the hinges because the state had changed the locks on the doors. So they were tired of having to...
They changed the locks?
On their own doors. Right. So
on
the state,
private property.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Because the state thinks it owns you and owns your business. And by all evidence, they do, because most people won't do what, most people will do what they're told. Most people will obey. These guys are a special case because they're actually doing what's best for them. They're ignoring.
As they should.
They're ignoring the state, although they are still doing, some of the whole, oh, we're social distancing and we're, look, they're signaling in those ways.
I think they like change their air conditioning system or something.
Well, you have
to
get customers in your building if you're going to open the doors.
Well, now they're actually bringing the equipment outside into the parking lot, and they've created, and I don't have it in front of me, it was hilarious, we read it the other night on the show, like some sort of zone, sort of like the autonomous zone, but it's like the anti-governor autonomous zone or something like that. It's a shot straight at the governor of New Jersey.
Very cool. Well, we've got an update from him, so let's go straight to that.
The latest update here from Attila's gym, after we re-entered the building on Saturday, Governor Murphy brought ongoing contempt charges against us. This time, he is asking Judge Robert Lugie to fine us $10,000 per day for every day that we're in operation. That seems pretty reasonable. In addition to that, he's looking for long-term incarceration. He's asking for us to be jailed so that we don't open our business. Seems also pretty reasonable, considering you were just letting criminals from county jail doing longer sentences and state prison out of jail because of COVID, but you want to lock up two small business owners who are just standing up for their constitutional rights and doing the right thing and just want to go to work. In addition,
tomorrow, sir,
we will be in front of the Belmar municipality. They are moving to strip us of our business license. That meeting will be at 5 o'clock. So we'll give you guys an update then with hopefully some good news.
How dare he want to go to work? How dare he want to take care of his family and get the bills paid and put food on the table? How dare he? He needs to just stay home and be locked down like all the other slaves.
And provide a service to the people that...
Who want it.
Who want it, but like in the last segment, it's probably actually more beneficial to the human body than staying shut up
yeah.
in your house, rebreathing your air.
Well, that's the other thing.
Close contact with other human beings that could be sick as well.
Right. They don't want you going out and getting exercise. Oh, yeah, sure, you're allowed to go and get exercise, but you can't actually go anywhere specifically like a gym. You know, the people who really are into exercise, they are being prohibited from having the level of strenuous activity that they're used to.
Yeah.
And they're just, it's ridiculous.
By the way, did you hear about Planet Fitness?
Masks are mandatory?
Masks are mandatory.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's Planet Fitness. I mean, that's not
gym.
A gym. That's a fitness club.
I mean, they've got gym equipment there.
I mean, you could get a good workout in a Planet Fitness if you.
I mean, sure. McDonald's has
salads. No, I mean they have equipment that you can break a sweat. But the fact
I don't doubt that they do.
But the fact, but it is very easy. They got some kind of a. Don't they have like an alarm system?
Trendy people who wear yoga pants.
I think they have like an alarm system that if someone grunts too hard or something, the alarm goes off.
That's right. I've heard about that.
Yeah, it's a sissy place.
These poor guys, man. I mean, they're facing incarceration. The last point that he made about this, that they want to put these guys in jail. And they've already arrested them for so-called contempt of court.
Well, I want to fine them $10,000 per day.
That's ruinous level of fines. But his point that they're letting people out of prison, but yet they want to put them into prison, really does highlight that the only real crime in America is the crime of disobedience. The government goons can't just stand idly by as a couple of guys, you know, disobey. And let them get away with it because
instead a bad example for the rest of the sheep.
Well, it's a good example, but yes, from their perspective, it's from the government's perspective, it's a bad example because somebody else will get it into their mind that they should do the same thing. Well, if they can do it, I should reopen my business, and they don't want that to happen. So they're
which is
getting
unfortunate
the brunt
because
of this.
That's what we need to happen. I think the best way that people could actually support them in their efforts, if they're business owners in New Jersey, is to reopen their own business.
Absolutely, but they're all so scared. They're so cowardly. And that's why these guys are making news headlines, and deservedly so. I mean, they're under fire. There are some people running gyms who are quietly running them. I've heard another story about a gym in another town here in New Hampshire that was allegedly has been open the whole time throughout COVID.
Yeah, I heard about that. Now it's removed to
you're thinking of the one
location.
In Keene. You're thinking of the one in Keene. So there's been more than one.
A damn speakeasy gym?
Yeah. But none of them have really, hit the news. They haven't had the opportunity or the courage to actually make any kind of a stand. They're just sort of quietly doing their thing. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
But, we need more business owners openly doing their thing.
Well, Keene's stupid mask ordinance has passed the committee.
Yeah, it'll get a full vote this week by the city council.
That's Thursday, right?
Correct. Thursday night.
Has anyone looked at the policy and seen what it entails?
Yes, I have.
You have to wear it. You have to wear a mask everywhere, or does it have to be within a certain distance from other people? I think it's everywhere, right?
No, not everywhere. It has to do with being in public places near others. So inside businesses, for instance.
What about walking down the sidewalk? Okay, yeah. Well, that's going to be a fun trip down Main Street then because mm-hmm. I'm not wearing a mask outside.
Me neither.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. BTC miners give off a signal of intending to sell. Does this mean a bear cycle? New Zealand police seize $91 million from a Russian exchange operator. Anti-crypto SEC head stepping down, making Bitcoin ETFs more likely. You can make money by referring people to exchange.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the number of COVID-19 deaths in Texas rises to 7,000, Governor Greg Abbott is giving assurances that the state will be able to handle any demands for supplies as the school year begins.
We have abundant supplies to make sure that we will be able to continue to provide PPE to schools, to hospitals, to nursing homes, to testing sites, to any operation in the state of Texas that's going to need PPE in response to the pandemic.
In Houston, Mayor Sylvester Turner has instructed police officials to begin issuing $250 fines to people that are not obeying the statewide mask mandate. In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves has put in place a statewide mask order. He says he'll sign an order mandating all adults and students to wear masks while they're in school. This is USA Radio News. More Americans are purchasing guns lately. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Between the coronavirus pandemic and protests turning to riots in the streets of many cities, gun sales are setting records. CNN reports the FBI completed nearly 4 million firearm background checks in June, the highest ever recorded in a single month since the FBI system was put in place in 1998. The agency performed over 17 million between March and July, and that number was 12 million over the same period last year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A massive explosion in Beirut tore through most of the city's port, leveling buildings and killing at least 78 people. Nearly 4,000 people were injured. Hospitals are overflowing and asking for blood donations. President Trump said it appears to be a bomb and the U.S. is ready to help. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about the face mask thing there during the break and the ordinance as being proposed by the city of Keene here. Evidently, it makes an exception once you're seated at a restaurant, but restaurants are already struggling. They're being crushed. Not just by the government lockdowns, but by the fear surrounding COVID-19. People just aren't going and sitting down at restaurants in the numbers that they need in order for these restaurants to survive. And now they're out of government money that was keeping them afloat while there was, you know, no customer base.
Yeah, and as we just found out,
we found out I was incorrect. I thought there was a restriction for people on the streets. I don't believe that is actually. Okay, I'm looking through it now. That's not.
But what
there.
I didn't realize, and it really has me boiling right now, is that because as an individual, I can go down the street and I'm going to tell that officer to go stick it. And if I get the fine, I'm going to take it to court. But guess what?
There is no fine.
I don't get the ticket. The business owner gets the ticket.
That's right.
So they're already they're already hurting for business, and now I have to go in there if I'm going to fight this, and I have to worry about actually hurting these business owners.
Well, and here's the thing. That was my first interpretation of this, Conan, was that they're going to be punishing business owners for the actions of their clients.
Well, they'll be punishing them for the actions that occur on that business owner's property.
That's not what's clear. Okay, so that's what I first thought about this. But when you take a close look at the way it's written, and, of course, how it's interpreted by the police is going to be different than how we're interpreting it and how a judge
will interpret it.
Like a lot of laws out there. Right. Here's how it's written. So it does say that, notwithstanding any provision of city code to the contrary, the penalty under this ordinance for any member of the public who declines to wear a face covering as required by this ordinance, and it's all about being in or about a business, not on the streets, after being requested to do so, shall be limited to the denial of entry to and or services provided by the business. So there's no punishment from the government to the individual, provided, however, that any business that violates the requirements of this ordinance shall be given a verbal warning for a first offense, a written warning for a second offense, a fine of $100 for a third offense, and a fine of $250 for any fourth or subsequent offense. So it says that the businesses are only going to be fined if they violate the requirements of the ordinance.
But the ordinance requires them to tell customers to put on a mask or leave.
Correct. So if I'm still in there, in their building, after they've told me to leave, and some Karen reports me,
I don't think they're required to force you to leave. I think that they're required to do certain things, like paragraph A, employees, while performing their duties, are required to have a face covering on at all times, mouth covering their mouth and nose, et cetera, et cetera.
So how do you even enforce this ordinance? If the stores can't force me out of there, unless they have to hire a bouncer now or post
police
at every...
Well, the stores can force you out if that's what they choose to do. I mean, they can no trespass you by calling the police. But the places that don't want... Okay, so the places that are okay with their customers wearing masks are not going to call the police on their own customers because they themselves would receive a fine if the police are enforcing this in the way that you were thinking they're going to enforce it. But it may be that they cannot ticket the business owner because of what their customers are doing. They could only ticket the business owner for not following the rules that the business owners have to follow according to this. It's subject to some interpretation here, and it can be looked at in a couple of different ways.
This is silly. This is so silly.
But regardless, business owners will interpret it in the worst possible way.
Absolutely.
And so they'll believe that they can be fined for the actions of their customers. And that's going to frustrate a lot of them. I had one local business owner tell me that she thinks businesses like restaurants and bars are just going to close entirely. Rather than try to enforce this on their customers, they're just going to give up.
All about interpretation. I'm waiting for the first goggle wearers out there.
Yeah. Well, hey, they obviously don't care about their grandparents if they're not wearing goggles.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Gotta kill your... Yeah, it's
crazy.
I tell you what, every damn day, it's like...
How much crazier
like,
can it get?
It's like Black Mirror. It's like we're living in a damn Black Mirror episode. The insanity that we've...
I thought it was peak insanity when people were seriously arguing about, you know, seriously arguing in favor of using hand sanitizer judiciously as a solution to not getting infected, or as a prevention mechanism.
But yeah,
I thought that was when we hit, okay, literally all of the science runs counter to what you're claiming, but okay, you want to die on this hill, but then it got so much worse with the mask wearing thing. And I'm not against the science behind masks. I get it. You know, if you wear your mask properly and you have COVID-19, yes, it will catch the spit and stuff that's flying out of your mouth when you speak, and it will help lower the chances of someone getting infected.
I don't care about getting infected.
The issue with it is that, one, yeah, I don't care either. And I don't care if I infect other people with this harmless disease either.
That's why when I smoke marijuana, I don't really smoke it anymore, but I'll still share a vape pipe or something like that with somebody. Sometimes people are like, well, I'm sick, you know. And I'm like, I don't care. Whatever, some germs here and there. It's a good thing for your immune
system.
That's
what we've been talking about all
the
time.
Doesn't bother me. And now you've got the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws at the beginning of this whole COVID thing put out new guidance for marijuana smokers saying you shouldn't share pipes anymore.
Yeah, I recall that.
You shouldn't share joints anymore.
But the issue isn't the masks or anything like that. It's just sheer human stupidity. Masks aren't going to help when people are constantly adjusting them. When they're doing stupid things like just standing
symbolic
in front of doorways. When they're walking backwards. When they're bumping into people because they're not watching where they're going. Where they're standing in high traffic areas creating choke points. A mask isn't going to help you for someone who has that much stupidity running through their veins.
It's political, and it's symbolism,
yeah.
And it's signaling. And that's all it is.
And it's
are you in the club? Are you not?
I don't want to be in a club full of so many stupid people.
Well, at this point, you know what? When Fauci came out and talked about the goggles, at that point, you know, I was just like, man, this guy is just seeing how far he could take it.
That's what this is about.
He is just, every morning he wakes up, he's like, I wonder what I could suggest.
Can I get away with this?
What I can get away with today. What I can backtrack on and change my mind about. Because that's...
Where did the goggles thing come from? Because I've only seen people commenting on that.
He was on some sort of show. It was a clip. I think it was actually ABC News. They had some doctor hosting the show, and they had him on. And so it was like, you know, him and this doctor. And
him being Fauci?
This Fauci guy, yeah. And
he was talking about the susceptibility of the COVID getting in through your eyes.
He goes off
which
about,
are basically open openings into your brain. So, yeah, that's a good way for a virus to get into your body if that's actually how it works. And he just suggested it. He didn't say we need to do this. But this
he
is
said
not,
if you want to be complete.
But that's not how he works. He makes these suggestions, and then you get the Randy Filios of this damn world
that's
out there listening,
counselor.
Hanging on to his coattails, thinking about new things that he can implement. And he hears stuff like that. He's like, oh, my God, we haven't even thought about that yet. Oh, goggle policy. We've got to get on that goggle policy. I'm serious. That's how he works.
What is the point of the goggles, though?
To keep the virus out of your eyes.
To cover up your membranes in your eyes.
So that people aren't spitting in your eye?
I guess.
Correct.
Yeah.
Does he have a frequent problem with people spitting in his eye?
Well, if you want to, you can't be too safe, according to this guy. I mean, the whole point of what he was saying was if you want to be the maximum protected, you should wear goggles.
You know what?
That's not even a correct statement. If you want to be maximally protected,
you need a bubble.
You need a hazmat suit at the least.
Yeah.
You need a bubble boy suit.
Let's just do it. Just get on Amazon, buy some hazmat suits, spray paint for COVID-19 on the front of them, and just walk around in that all day. You're not going to look any less ridiculous doing that than you will be wearing goggles and a mask. So, I mean, if you're going to do it, don't half-ass it. Go the whole distance, route. Get a bubble that you can push around like a hamster while you're inside of it. Wear your hazmat suit, get inside the bubble, and just trace around the world like a hamster. That seems to be what everyone wants to do
They don't want any of this. They want the vaccine. They want it so they can live free again, so they can take all this nonsense off their faces.
But who gets it first? Now they're fighting over that.
You have an article about that?
We do indeed. So who's going to be first in line for the COVID-19 vaccine? Do you want it? I don't think I do. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
A Lamborghini, so good on him for sticking it to the States, I suppose. He actually ended up, I don't remember the exact amounts, but he ended up with like a huge amount of money because of this.
So, I mean, so if you don't use it in the way that they specify, it becomes a loan rather than a giveaway.
Yeah. Well, he definitely wasn't a business owner anyway. He was Florida man, doing Florida man things. But restaurants are hurting, and these lockdowns that are beginning to lift aren't making things...
But they're not. Not everywhere. Some of them are getting worse. In California,
yeah,
for instance.
That's true.
Some of these lockdowns are coming back. They're even calling it lockdown 2.0, as though it's somehow better. there's a whole article up on Drudge Report right now about the new, more serious, more intense, more threatening lockdown 2.0. But the story here, Yahoo News and the AP, they jump into it just a little bit, talking about John Pepper, who used his PPP loan to pay employees and reopen four of his eight Boloco restaurants. And Boloco's like, it's a burrito place. It's kind of competing with Chipotle. It's more of like a regional chain.
Okay.
I think there used to be one in Concord. Anyway, he'd reopened four of the eight restaurants when Massachusetts lifted their shutdown order in early May. But with the money spent and business at the restaurants down as much as 70%, Pepper had to again close two of the four locations that he'd reopened. The staff of 125 that he had before the virus outbreak is down to 50. He says, a lot of this is out of our hands at this point. At this moment, I don't see getting my full payroll back. And that means he's going to close the restaurants at some point, or at least some of them. Congress is debating another relief bill that potentially will have more help for small businesses, but even with more loan or grant money, restaurants will remain at the mercy of the virus that has decimated their businesses. Again, not so much the virus, more so the government's rules have decimated
them. And the fear. I think even without governmental lockdowns, most people would have stopped going to restaurants anyway, simply
that
because
may be true.
Become so terrified of this. I mean, that's the reason they're not going out now.
True, but we don't get to really find out. I mean, yeah, we can speculate about that, and I'm sure it's true to some extent, but we don't get to know for real to what extent. Is it really 70% of people who are staying home because the government told them to, or because they're afraid? Or
The town that I run mail in has a little restaurant right there next to the post office, and it's hopping. All of the tables are outside in the street, right out in the parking lot where we used to park, and they've got a pavilion out there with tables set up, and it's jam-packed full every time I drive by there.
Is this the place I'm thinking of?
This is Walpole. This is a little yuppie town.
But then again, we're in New Hampshire, and that may be different.
Now, exactly. But having said that, they are all wearing masks.
Oh, man.
Some of them, even when they're sitting down until the food arrives, they'll take their mask off. It's not Orwellian. I don't even know what to call it. It looks Black Mirian.
It is bizarre. Restaurants generally have a low profit margin between 5% and 6%. And that's only if they have a full house virtually every day, according to the National Trade Group, the National Restaurant Association. They also tend to have only about 2 weeks of cash on hand, making them highly vulnerable when their sales are down. Quote, they aren't designed to have an on-off switch. They're designed to be used 7 days a week, 14 to 15 hours a day at 100% capacity. And, of course, now most restaurants in most places, even if they're allowed to reopen, are only allowed at 25 to 50% capacity.
Unless they have a nice big old parking lot like these people do, where they can set tables up outside.
Jerry Sia was forced to shut his Miami restaurant, Cafe Prima Pasta, from March into May when the outbreak first began. Now he has again closed the dining room as local officials try to contain the virus, as Miami-Dade is one of Florida's areas hit hardest by the virus. He's still able to serve customers outside, but the intense South Florida heat and frequent summer rains are limiting him to about 40 diners a night instead of the hundreds that he served per night before the pandemic hit.
God, I can imagine. When we had breakfast at Thirsty Owl recently, I mean, this is New Hampshire where it's not Florida, but even then it was so hot, so humid, so uncomfortable that I couldn't eat what I had ordered. I can't imagine how bad it is in Florida.
I don't miss Florida, I'm telling you.
He says, with the money we received, we were able to pay 48 employees, but that's run out now, so we're left with very few alternatives for funding. He's hoping for more money from the government, even if it's a loan that must be repaid. Well, that's a terrible idea, but then again, you know, are these loans...
Well, the mafia is really good at giving people loans.
But the question is, if you get a loan from the government, and then you go out of business anyway...
Bad bankruptcy.
Can you get rid of a government loan in bankruptcy?
You can't student debt, can you?
You can't do it with a student debt, right.
Might be the same strings.
That's
with these loans.
And a very scary
You better ask those people, if you're thinking about taking these loans, you better think about that.
It would also depend on the type of business, right? With a sole proprietorship, he's still going to be on the hook for any loans.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's the question. How long can you... Are these government loans... Are they immune from, from being able to wipe them away in a court hearing? So, before the outbreak, Labor Department counted 12 million workers in restaurants and bars. Nearly two-thirds worked at small businesses with fewer than 500 workers. In April, employment in restaurants and bars of all sizes have been cut by nearly half as establishments across the country were closed. Restaurants were among the small businesses that the PPP program was intended to help, but owners say it was of limited use. Well, gee, of course. I mean, you think the government's going to keep you alive for long? The program has given about $42 billion in loans to restaurants, bars, and lodging companies, but many of them burned through the loans quickly because the original terms required them to use the money within 8 weeks in order to get the loan forgiveness. And many establishments couldn't reopen, but they paid their staffers not to work anyway. And then when they reopened with revenue...
So it was unemployment with extra steps.
For the business owner, at least. The employees were continuing to get paychecks. Because the business owner had filled out the paperwork for the loans.
Right, but they said at home and did nothing.
Correct. because they couldn't come in. There's nothing for them to do. They could come in and clean the place, but that's about it. Congress changed the spending requirement to 24 weeks in early June, but that was too late for many restaurants. It's not yet known what small businesses' help will be in the upcoming relief package, but so there's a possibility of, you know, obviously more money coming down the pike, but all of this is just kicking the can down the road. If they reopen these businesses and people don't come back, then it doesn't help. Quote, "We're going to be limping along or shutting down altogether," said one of the business owners. Stephanie Williams still hasn't fully reopened her two of her Bennu coffee shops in Austin, Texas, and continues to operate with curbside service and delivery only. A third location that opened over the weekend does have socially distanced seating. She spent all the PPP money she got in early May, and she'd recalled furloughed workers, but with revenue at one store down by half and the other down by nearly two-thirds, she had to let 20 staffers go again. And so it's just the same story with all these business owners. And there's no bright light on the horizon here for these people.
No, and
it's just the hope of more free money, and that's it.
And the dining in industry is absolutely wrecked by this. And I don't see it recovering even when these lockdowns restrict lifted completely. Tomorrow morning, I don't see most of these dine-in restaurants actually improving for months, simply because of the fear. And the fear, in large parts, is being played up by governments around the world. So to a large extent, they are also responsible for the fear. But even without that, I think people would just be too afraid of this thing, this unknown,
this invisible unknown.
The invisible enemy, as Trump called it.
Yeah.
Another restaurateur is the last example here, exhausted its loan and is operating now at 50% of capacity and just not making enough to cover its expenses. I mean, when you open a restaurant, you calculate how many tables you have in that place and how you expect them to be busy at certain times and whether or not that's going to work for you. And now all of a sudden the government's told you can't even have half your tables full.
So, and even if the government had said that, your tables wouldn't be full.
Maybe. I mean, you've seen some packed bars, though, haven't you?
Yes,
since they reopened. So I guess it all depends.
We're also here in New Hampshire, though.
Yeah, considering all of the other restaurants that aren't open for whatever reason, I'm thinking there's your competition. Some people are going to want to go out.
That's why we've been at nightcap every Friday night.
And I think that some people would do very well.
Some restaurants, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they would. The issue with that then becomes the state coming down on them and hitting them with $10,000 a day in fines, like they did to these people in New Jersey.
Most of them are too afraid. They don't want to take on the state.
And they're sort of defeatist. They know they're going to have to close their business, but for some reason they still don't want to risk having their business closed by the state. I don't get it. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.